Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, with my pals Jamie and Mikey here at Hungryland. Very excited for this episode of Chew the Right Thing.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
Howdy. Are you hungry?
Very.
Yeah.
Lies. I am. I'm excited. You know, it's funny. The last episode was an Amazon episode.
Yeah.
But we discovered that there are so many good things on Amazon. Mm-hmm. That they will not stop appearing before our eyes. And we decided we have to share yet another group of fantastic things from Amazon that people can order. And I love it because, like, you used to think Amazon was just books. Okay. That was like a million years ago, right? Then you felt comfortable ordering other stuff. But now not only can you get like really things that you think of as shelf stable, but there's everything. Yeah. Like, I know in this episode, there's a bread coming up. And like, you would normally think, how do you order bread on Amazon? But we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're good. Yeah. And what else? We have a bunch of fun things coming up. Drinks.
Yeah.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Good goodies.
Some, did you say sweets?
Sweet snacks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
crunchy.
Some sweets.
Salty.
Yeah.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Very.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to jump in. But before we do, what you got? Breaking
news. All right. Who here is a fan of Diet Cherry Coke?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Did you know? Because I did not know. It went away in 2020.
It did?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a big fan of Diet Coke, Cherry Coke.
Well, they're back. So
there's so many emotions happening.
I know. So they're bringing Diet Cherry Coke back, and they're even bringing them in those 80s retro cans.
Remember I love
those?
That.
Oh, I thought they still were out and they still look like that.
Nope. So they're going to be hitting Kroger stores, so like Ralph's, Food for Less out here and Kroger nationwide. Pretty soon, like right now, maybe like in a day or two. So go out and get them. But they're going to go away again. They're only good, or they're only going to be out until summer ends. So if you really like it, you got to stock up and put them in your shed or
put them in your shed,
your basement, or don't put it in the attic. It'll get too hot.
No, too hot. Well, I wonder why it went away. I mean,
I don't know.
I like Diet Cherry Coke.
Yeah,
it's good. Is regular Cherry Coke out too?
I have no idea, Jamie.
Oh,
you want to look?
Know. Are they both gone? Are they out? I don't know.
I'm
whatever.
Interested.
I'm excited. I'm excited in a way.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But kind of. So I mean, I think it's a big deal. For people who like Diet Cherry Coke.
Yeah, good. For those people. Hey, I have chews. It's not breaking, but I have chews.
Yeah.
So if you guys are listening to this episode, chances are you love Amazon and you love Amazon Finds. And if you are not signed up for the one-click picks emails, you are missing out. They are so amazing. It's not just food. It's like things that are going to change your life. You know, kitchen things, organizers, clothes, accessories, just things that Lisa is personally spotting and using and loving. And if you are listening to this as it's airing, it's the week of 7/14/2025. There is one coming out this Saturday. It's going to be all under $20 Amazon time savers. So make sure you go to oneclickpicks.com. That's the number one clickpicks.com and sign up today so that you don't miss that email. It's free. It's awesome.
And if you're driving or running or at the gym, wherever you are, and you can't go to the website right now, go to the Foodcast page and I'll put the link
but
there.
But they can't go there either.
Well, but they know the Foodcast page.
One click picks. It's not that hard.
I know, but
yeah,
but they're familiar with the Foodcast page.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully they go there every week.
Every week. You're right. I'm sorry, Mikey.
Good. Great. I have nothing else to add.
Right.
Are we ready to chew?
Let's
chew.
Do it.
We have Hero Flour Tortilla. This is a flour tortilla. Looks like it's a nice size flour tortilla. It's a one net carb flour tortilla made with natural ingredients, whatever that means. It means that there are some natural ingredients in here. And what's the idea behind it? Delicious tortillas, real benefits.
I think it has
good
monk
for you.
I think it has monk fruit in it.
Really?
Instead of sugar. Or maybe that's the next item, which is also a hero item.
It's an 80 calorie tortilla.
80 calorie tortilla. Only 1 gram of net carb. It's made with wheat protein, fava bean protein. Yeah, it has 7 grams of protein.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just going to, because I'm like fondling this whole tortilla.
Yeah,
I'm
go for it.
Take it. Oh, it has a nice chew.
Mm-hmm, very chewy.
Usually I don't, I don't tend to like eat these right out of the pack. I like to like heat them a little bit, but this is good.
Yeah.
That tastes like a real tortilla. Like I wouldn't even, if somebody said this is a real tortilla, real flour, I would be like, yeah, totally.
That it's good. It's definitely chewy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like.
I love, because it's a flour tortilla.
Yeah. I like it.
It's good.
80 calories, 2 Weight Watcher points. I bet this would be, this brand in general was probably a big hit with the Weight Watcher crowd.
Good. No, I like that. That is a hero. I feel like at first I was like, wow, that's like, that's a, you know, it's quite a name. They're calling themselves Hero, but it is a Hero product. Yeah. So I like it.
And it is available on Amazon and at grocery stores. Hero flour tortillas.
Great. I love when there's like good bread items on Amazon because sometimes they're hard to find in stores.
Yeah.
So next up is another Hero product. This is Hero Classic White Bread. Is this on Amazon too?
I think so.
Okay.
Now, disclaimer, I did get these at our local supermarket, but there was like, it was a tiny, tiny, tiny little section. So they're probably better on Amazon.
But honestly, that's good to hear because they, I mean, these are premium bread products. So these are about $10 a loaf.
Wow. Wait, this is 45 calories a slice. I'm just feeling it. Feels so good. This is like white bread.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what's the fiber count on this? I'm afraid to try it.
11 grams.
Per slice.
Okay. Are they telling the truth? Are they telling the truth?
That's an amazing piece of white bread.
This does not feel like low carb.
Whoa.
Well, sure. Here's the thing. We could go down a whole rabbit hole of talking about net fiber and fake fiber because...
You mean net carbs?
Yes, sorry. Net carbs. So this has 45 calories, 1 Weight Watcher point, 5 grams of protein. It has 0 net carbs, but it does have 11 grams of carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to assume that those carbs are truly not digested. And that it's the same as, you know, the carbs in a zucchini not being digested.
These are like fake fiber carbs. Though.
Probably. So,
but I'm eating this. It's so good.
But that's pretty much every 45 calorie slice of bread.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's what you sign up for.
But this is great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You could make like the best like peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like 90 calories for like your bread. Yum.
Amazing.
Available on Amazon and at grocery stores. Hero Classic White Bread. What were you going to say, Mikey?
It might be because we have egg nearby, but my mom used to make the best egg in the middle. And
toad in a hole.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody has a different name for it.
Yeah.
I would love to do that with that.
Yeah, that bread is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a little addictive.
I know. I want to keep eating the whole slice, which I will do. All right, next up we have a chip. These are Sun Chips. We like Sun Chips. This is a new flavor, Honey Barbecue Sun Chips. Wow.
Sun Chips to me are the most addictive. Like, I used to get, it's like multigrain. They're so salty. They're so sweet. I mean.
They're like sweet. It's the sweet and salty that makes you not be able to stop. Oh, these smell ridiculous.
This is a trigger food for me, by the way.
They smell like Dipsy Doodles. I think any human being, it's a trigger food. Sniff this.
Wait, what's a Dipsy Doodle?
Dipsy Doodle looks like this. They were like made by Wise. I grew up with them. They were like a Frito with waves.
Okay.
You probably knew them.
It sounds familiar.
That's the best chip that's ever been invented.
Wow.
When I was in high school, we used to get bagels with cream cheese and then crush up Sun Chips, like smash them onto the bagel.
I was going to say it tastes like the Honey Barbecue Fritos. It's been made by, I didn't realize that's Frito-Lay.
This is the same most brand. Delicious chip I have ever tasted in my life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
14 chips, 140 calories, 6 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points. It's Sun Chips. It's available on Amazon, grocery stores, other retailers. This was the honey barbecue flavor.
I'm telling you, like, this is worth just, like, making this your day's worth of calories. I'm going to take this bag and go alone somewhere
Lisa's
with
it. Like, how many servings can I have for 1,400 calories?
God. Yeah, that's great. Those are just too delicious for words. What took them so long to make that?
I don't know. Especially since it tasted like the same spice as the honey barbecue Fritos. Mm. So like they had the spice, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, that's the same brand? It's Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay, yeah.
Ah, well, good work, whoever did whatever. Next up, Endurance plant-based protein chips in sweet chili. Look at this. You know, this font is very like
aggressive.
Very aggressive. So fuel your passion. This looks very, they look very boyish.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit.
Yeah.
I think these were at the Natural Foods Expo. They look familiar.
Yeah, I believe they were.
I love though when we discover products that we are not the target market for. Maybe I don't love it. Lisa's making a face.
It smells like potpourri. Just smell that. But anyway, go on. Continue what you're saying.
That's so weird.
Oh, it does smell like potpourri.
Like potpourri.
But I like when we discover something that's not marketed toward us, but is like a genius find for our audience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do we think?
Are these baked?
I think we should have flip-flopped these and not these after.
That's a hard act to follow.
Really. It's like, I would have liked these a little more had they not followed, been a follow-up.
I mean, as far as a high protein chip, so you get a single serving bag for 150 calories, 5 grams of fat, which is kind of similar to the last product stats, but 14 grams of protein, mm-hmm. 3 Weight Watcher points.
Not for me. Like, I'd rather get my protein from jerky.
I like it, though. I think especially, I bet this is great with, like, the keto crowd. Actually, I don't know if, 14 grams of carbs, but anyway.
It's okay.
The protein is there. What do I mean? Paleo? What's the one that's just all about protein?
Keto? Because you're in ketosis?
Yeah, maybe. Three Weight Watcher points.
Yeah. It's, no, paleo, it's like caveman.
Yeah. They wouldn't eat plant-based protein chips. This is available on Amazon and other online retailers. Endurance plant-based protein chips. We tried the sweet chili flavor.
Mm. Next up, we have Bollygood. Bollygood, that's cute. Bollygood. Mm-hmm. Bollygood sparkling lemonade and sparkling limeade variety pack. We have all flavors.
We have all flavors.
There's lemon, ginger, mint. There's lime, basil, cumin. That sounds disgusting. There's lemon, mango, turmeric, and there is cardamom, lemon, pomegranate, cardamom. I don't know.
Wait, Lisa, have you seen the social media trend thing with the turmeric and the salt?
No.
It is not the most magical thing, and it's specifically people showing it to their cats. Listen, you put this something like this. I haven't like looked at the full science of it.
I need a snack.
It's something like you put salt on the bottom and then some sort of liquid, and then you add turmeric and you like turn the lights off and shine a light on it. And it's like fairy tale. I have to show you afterward. Like, it's so cool looking.
Okay. Which one should we start with of these?
Well, let's start with the mango one.
I mean, these flavors,
lemon, mango,
really appeal to me. Lemon pomegranate does.
Do you want to do the?
Yeah, but they all have a spice. Did you shake it? Are you supposed to?
Oh, does it say, it's sparkling, I don't think so.
Oh, don't shake it. Yeah. Do not shake.
All right, maybe
not really sparkling.
Nicely done. I don't know. I'm not into like my drinks with spices.
Mm-hmm. This is the one that I'm the most excited about of the whole haul.
This drink or this flavor?
This drink. When this came into the office, when they sent it, I was like, okay.
I do want to say the branding is beautiful. This is, you know, Indian inspired. So it says in India, the flavors are bright. The world is colorful, crisp, and refreshing. So this is like a very specific Indian drink.
I love it. I think,
no, I think it would actually be a very good mixer. Mm. It would be very good for a cocktail.
Yeah.
Totally. You know, it's not a me product, but I could see that it's a very appealing product. Mm-hmm. Let's try the other flavors.
Why don't we try the lemon ginger mix? I think that's the most like safe. That's like the safest one, don't you think?
Okay. Hold on.
I'm spilling.
It's okay. Can I borrow a cup?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You can give me a few. Good. Okay. All right. You like this one?
I love it so much.
I really do not.
Really?
It tastes like cumin. It's like.
But that's the lemon ginger, right?
Well, then it tastes like. What does it taste like? It has a very strong spice.
It must be ginger.
Yeah, but it's weird. It tastes like cumin.
I taste the cumin at the end.
It
tastes
like cumin.
Let me try it again.
How weird.
I think this is a very specific audience. Like, Mike is the perfect. This is so up his alley.
I get it. I think if you're in, first of all, if you like beverages, first of all, you have to like sugary beverages because it's very sweet. And if you like your beverages with like basil and spices and turmeric and whatever, you might like it.
Oh, there is turmeric in this one.
But is there cumin?
No cumin.
Does it taste like cumin?
I wonder. Okay. It seems like it would be good for digestion.
Yeah, totally. All right.
If you can get it down.
It's actually not that high in sugar either. So the whole 12-ounce can has 50 calories, 7 grams of sugar, 2 to 3 Weight Watcher points, depending on the flavor.
All right. This is the lime basil cumin, which I don't think Lisa's going to like because it's got cumin.
I'm going to be like,
when Mike says
like
cumin,
ginger.
When Mike says cumin, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
But that's
for me.
How you're supposed to say it.
A lot of people call it that.
I don't know why. It just.
But that's how you're supposed to say it.
Maybe.
Ugh.
Google it.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure you're right. This is horrific.
Yeah, that one, I like it, but it's the weakest of the three so far. I want to try the fourth one. This one's going to be the one.
Upset.
The lemon pomegranate cardamom, is that how you say it? Is going to be the one that we're going to fall in love with. I can feel it.
I think you've fallen in love with all of them.
Mike's actually very forgiving in general. Like, we can watch TV shows, and no matter how good or bad it is, he's just like, he appreciates everything.
Really?
Because it's people's art, right, you know? Right. Like, it's like, just because you don't like it,
can you hear my eyes rolling? Oh, this one's good.
That one's good.
But you know what I like about the ones that are fruity flavored? They're tart.
Mm-hmm. I like that tart. One a lot.
I like a good use of citric acid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have to tell you such a story. I went and found this place. You know, I'm obsessed with Italian ice, mm-hmm. and I can't find it anywhere.
Right
but
over
I
here.
Found. No.
It's not there anymore? Oh, no, it's over there. Sorry, Tarzana.
I love that you're pointing and what, pointing left like, and pointing right.
Pointing. Oh, wait. It's either at the neon sign or at the Hungry yeah. Girl
Sorry.
Made
There's
out
an
of
ice cream
kicks
shop
and
on the,
Fruit Loops.
On the corner over here, Dumet's. And,
but it's like gelato. Topanga. It's not Italian
yeah.
ice.
Yeah, but there's an Italian ice in Tarzana.
I don't know if it's water ice, like scoopable, like the pizza place water
Like Rita's?
Ice.
Mm.
Yeah, like, so there is a place, I hate to say it, in Thousand Oaks that's like based on a place in New York and the ice is not good. Mm-hmm. Just saying. It's just not good. But this guy is, he's my new best friend. He sells devil dogs and all like Drake's cakes.
Oh,
come on,
cool.
You grew
cool.
up and,
now I get it.
Oh, it's the best ice in the entire world. But the reason why I brought this up is because he was so passionate. I went and tried, I bought like 11 flavors and he's like, hold on. I have a magic ingredient. Take this. It's sour salt. I was like, citric acid? I'm like, I have a whole salt shaker. And he was right. You just like sprinkle a little, yeah. little on it. Makes everything even better.
It's so funny they called it sour salt.
Sour salt.
Well, that's the thing. Like it's going around on TikTok too, where they're like sour powder. And it's like, you literally can get it for $4 at, you know, the
citric
supermarket.
Acid. But I digress. So, okay.
Wait, so real quick, yes. That was the Bali Good sparkling lemonades and limeades. It's on Amazon, the Bali Good website and other online retailers.
What else does Bali Good do?
This is the only product that is in their lineup right now.
Okay, good. Next up, this is so funny because this corn we've seen, it's been sitting here. It was either sent to us or Mike found it. But it's Bjorn corn in cloudy, salty, spicy, earth, all these weird flavors. But I went to a friend's house the other day. And she had it sitting on her counter. And I said,
that's so weird.
Tell me about this. And she said, my friend is obsessed with it. So I bought it. Isn't
wow.
that interesting?
What
so
flavor?
This is like popcorn. It's called sun popped
yeah.
corn.
Yeah. What flavor do you want to start with?
Truffle.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
So what are the real flavors? There's a truffle, a salty, a nutritional yeast, which is like their
Classic.
Version of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's excellent.
That's tastes really
like,
good.
Tastes like popcorn.
Isn't it popcorn?
Yeah.
No.
Sun popped, to be specific.
Yeah.
Really nice and airy.
Mm. I love it.
Wow. Oh, that's good.
10.
I'm trying to convince Lisa, maybe we'll try it with this, to try, clearly I'm obsessed with TikTok, the trend where you freeze popcorn. It's supposed to be amazing.
Really? What's so good about it?
I don't know. Just like the mouthfeel, the texture.
All right.
Freeze
throw
popcorn?
It in the freezer. It sounds mm-hmm. weird to me.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's been popcorn and ice cream, so I guess it's not
there
that.
There has been?
Yeah, I think there's some place that makes ice cream popcorn.
I think it's going to be good.
Spicy? You want to try it? No, too spicy.
No, after we'll do spicy.
Salty?
There's too many varieties in this episode.
No.
Wait, speaking of TikTok, I sent you guys an email this morning about it. Have you heard about the iced coffee or espresso?
Oh, that sounds awful.
And lemonade?
We ignored that email.
Yeah, I totally. I purposely ignored it.
We're
going to
try it. I'll try it then, and I'll get
Mike is like,
you.
You've had enough. Here's three kernels.
This is salty, right? I mean, the other one was salty.
Oh, wow. That's
These are great.
Great. They taste like, they must be made with oil, like some special oil.
So the stats are an ounce, which is about 2.5 cups, has 140 to 150 calories, 8 to 9 grams of fat, 3 to 4 Weight Watcher points. We don't have it here today, but there's also a maple variety. And this is on Amazon at Whole Foods and other select stores.
This is really delicious.
I love this too. It says this popcorn was grown on Bjorn's family farm in Minnesota or on one of our partner farms in New York. Okay.
Or made out of a Jiffy Pop container in Brooklyn.
Do you want to try classic or spicy or are we good
Let's
on?
Let's try. No, I want to try. Wait, was
Let's
that
try
the
spicy.
Where's the nutritional yeast one? Did we try
That's
that
classic.
One
That's classic.
Oh, did you we just. Try? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one's a little bag.
Why is it so small?
It's petite.
Thank you.
Whoop, sorry. Gave you a lot.
Yeah.
Popped with solar power. That's cool.
Tastes like feet.
I like that one the best.
Oh, that's so good. Nutritional yeast is a cool product. They say it's a parm swap, but like it's not. To me, it's like it's a cheesy powder, but I don't think there's a direct flavor comparison. Mm-hmm.
No, but it's like if you want to sprinkle a cheesy, like to add like a richness.
Yeah, but I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you want to try the spicy or?
Okay. Yeah. My favorite so far might have been just the plain one.
Yeah. Do you know which one is which?
Nah.
This is spicy?
Not spicy.
I don't love it.
It's not spicy at all. It just tastes plain.
I got a little spicy.
Okay.
I don't love that one, but in general, I like this popcorn.
Me too.
Yeah, yum. I liked it.
I want to try the maple. Where do we get these?
Amazon, Whole Foods, and other select stores.
Hmm. Okay, next up we have Loom Beyond Apple drink. So this is what type of drink? Is it like a juice?
It's an infused water beverage. Oh. So I'm assuming it's like the idea of this is, it's kind of like what some health-focused moms do for their kids. Like they take juice and water it down.
Mm-hmm. I see. So it's like a low-calorie juice.
Yes. So this whole 12-ounce bottle has 30 calories, no added sugar, just 7 grams total sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points.
That has to have added fake sugar because it's very sweet.
Oh, that's really good, though.
What does it have? Not fake, but like yeah. It has to have a sweetener. Like a
Oh, stevia. But at the very last ingredient.
Yeah.
That's really, I love it. I love it.
I want this over a big glass of crushed ice.
Ooh. Oh, that's so good.
It's delish.
Wow. Okay. Let's look at what other flavors they come in.
I'm in love.
Like real apples.
Moon Punch, Aurora Orange, Cosmic Candy Grape. Didn't we get a couple? No, we said we were going to start with one. Cosmic Candy Grape. I'm dying to try more of these. I think they're amazing.
That apple was spot on. Yeah. It was delish.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
These are available on Amazon, the Loom website, and other online retailers. Loom Juice.
So it's an online situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For now. But wait, I just saw a store locator. Hang on.
They're on Amazon though, right?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Store locator. Hang on. Maybe they have very limited because, let's see. Searching. It's not letting me easily search, but so it may be in like select stores.
Okay. I would order that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Totally.
Okay. Next product. Baobab. Am I saying that right? Baobab.
Baobab.
Baobab. Super fruit bites. This is a shelf stable product. You get a little pouch. It looks like a fruit snack. It's like a 50 calorie pouch.
So baobab is a tree in Africa and it produces these super fruits that we're about to try.
Oh, that's cool.
I can't even open this bag. I don't know how.
This looks so interesting.
It's not opening. I can't open it. Do we have a knife?
I don't know why, but I feel like I'm going to be able to do it.
Thank you, Jamie. You're the best.
Jamie has strong fingers.
She must. Yay, she did it. Let me sniff it.
It's the part where you tell me that you loosened it up for me.
I loosened it up for you. Hold on. You want one of those?
Yeah.
Let's try.
Oh, they're like little cubes, like teeny tiny, perfectly formed cubes.
Oh, wow. Give that back.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
These are delicious. What the heck? Wait, tell me more about this tree.
Well, so they have mixed berries blended in to this fruit, which I think is always like, that's smart. They took something that's this super fruit and they mixed in. I mean, it's got to be.
50 calories a pouch.
I'm in love with this. I'm not even like a person that like goes nuts over like fruit snacks.
Mm-hmm.
This is better than... like any of the like...
What would you compare it to?
Well, but like a, I was like going to say like if people like smart sweets and you want to like do that like chewy fruity thing.
Oh, totally.
This is...
So it's like better. Almost like a gummy fruit snack.
Yeah, like a gummy bear or like a... Yeah. I'm going to eat this whole bag.
So
do it.
Each pouch has 50 calories.
50 calories.
13 grams total sugar, but it's only 2 grams added sugar. It's 2 Weight Watcher points. Baobab Super Fruit Bites, available on Amazon and other online retailers.
That is phenomenal.
I'm so excited for this next one.
Apparently, this next one, we must have tried one of them because...
One bag is open?
One bag is open.
Somebody, maybe like we had a visitor.
Maybe.
Wait, these are like Evie's Texas Pecans in banana bread, brown butter rum, sweet and salty cinnamon churro.
So excited.
Which one do you want to try first?
Banana bread.
The one that was already opened. Oh, actually, the churro one looks open, too.
We just went out and bought pecans for our recipe. Aww. We didn't need to. Go figure. So who's Evie? And why?
Oh, these are like...
She's like molesting pecans.
But look at them. Like, you know how some are like flavor dusted? This is like encased in sugar coating. I don't like...
Oh, yeah, that's delicious. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To me, this is like candy. Like, look when I open it, how, like,
yeah, it's definitely
it's a
candy.
Lot of coating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, it's more of like a sugary treat than a nut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mmm. These are really churro. Good. Brown butter rum.
That's really good.
What's the fourth flavor?
Sweet and salty.
These are pretty similar in terms stats to regular pecans, except more sugar. But actually, considering how sweet they are, this is not that much sugar.
These aren't encrusted at all. Look.
Oh, this one isn't?
Not really, no.
So but this, a bunch of them are. A quarter cup has 170 to 190 calories, 15 to 18 grams total fat, 6 to 7 Weight Watcher points, 5 to 6 grams total sugar. These are still, for me, a little too... like candy coated.
Oh, wow.
They're delicious. They'd be good, like chopped on a salad.
Oh, amazing on a salad.
Or like very chopped finely and put on like an oat bake or something.
You know how we've been talking about how much we love the Asian slaw from California Chicken Cafe, and that has pecans in it? I feel like the sweet
and
salty.
It has almonds.
Oh, yes, almonds. Pecans.
It's almonds.
That was almonds.
I looked at the recipe and it said pecans.
Oh. Really?
Maybe.
I think it's got
to
be almonds.
Now we have to check.
By the way, I mean, these pecans, depending on where you're from. I mean, it's not a lot of sugar. 6 grams, five grams.
No, it's not. I mean, I don't know. I just think.
4 grams. Yeah.
I think they're delish. Who is Evie? I want to know more about her. Okay. Well, Jamie's doing that. Hi, it's Evie. I'm so excited to share these.
Oh, it says almonds here.
It is almonds.
I don't
almonds.
Know why I had pecans down.
I don't know why either. Inspired by beloved recipes from my childhood. How awesome. Like, it must be like a family thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crunchy, sweet, snackable, and honestly pretty good for you. I like her. Toasty with a hint of maple. Good job, Evie. All right. Oh, we have more.
One more.
One more.
We saved the peanut butter for last.
Oh, next up and last. Lastly, Simple Mills soft-baked almond flour bars in peanut butter and chocolate chip. It's interesting. Why don't they use peanut flour for the peanut butter bars?
Oh, yeah. Well, because isn't Simple Mills, aren't they almond flour? That's their, like, thing?
Oh, I guess so.
And, oh, it's a new recipe, by the way.
Oh.
That's
I like
why.
Simple Mills products.
Yeah.
Peanut butter chocolate chip.
I don't know if we've ever tried the old recipe, but...
No, but the new one is phenomenal. Mmm. Oh. Right, those are great.
Wow.
That's like a really good cookie.
Mmm. Mmm. That is...
The chocolate chips are
Mike's
so good.
Mike's losing it.
Yeah.
He is
They're
losing
amazing.
It.
How would you describe it? It's like
it's
chewy.
Like, it's almost like a Toll House cookie with chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. I mean, perfection, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy moly. Is this at
all
I
bet these
good
come
for
in
you?
A ton of flavors. Well, I mean, it's simple. They usually mean simple. Okay, so it says only purposeful ingredients, nothing artificial mm-hmm. ever.
That's great. I don't even know what to say.
Well, you want to know some of the other flavors?
Yes.
You're going to lose your mind. Okay. Chocolate brownie.
Yum. Mm.
Dark chocolate almond.
Yum.
Nutty banana bread.
Yum.
Ooh.
Spiced carrot cake.
Yum.
Oh, goodness.
And then there's a variety pack on Amazon.
I would take all of them.
Yes, please. Available on Amazon and grocery stores nationwide. Each bar has 150 calories, 9 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein.
It's time to rate.
Usually that's my line.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah, I know. I was.
No, it's cute.
I am ready. Let's go.
First up, Hero Flour Tortillas.
Those were really good. I like this Hero brand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give those 8.5.
Nice.
Excellent. Next up, Hero Classic White Bread.
10.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
That to me, I have to say, texture-wise, flavor-wise, stats-wise, is the best version of a 45-calorie bread I've had in a very long time.
Yeah.
Or ever, possibly.
Wowza. All right, next up, the Honey Barbecue flavor of Sun Chips.
13.
Oh. Wow.
Is that
wow?
13 out of 10? I don't know. I
don't think that's ever happened before. Usually 11 is the max you go.
I don't think you've ever done a 13.
I have to warn people about those.
Yeah.
Like, you have to take them home. You promise me you're going to take them out of here.
I mean,
please.
Okay.
Give them to
I
a neighbor.
I might donate them to my neighbors. Yeah.
Donate them something. They just taste too good. Like, if you, I mean, they're not. I know when Sun Chips came out a billion years ago, they were like, oh, these are healthier. They're lighter. They're no. Mm-hmm. Anyway, delicious. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay, next we tried Endurance plant-based protein chips in sweet chili.
6.5. Not really a big fan of those.
Yeah. Mm.
How about Bollywood sparkling lemonade and sparkling limeade?
Because I'm going to rate them for what they are and because Mike liked them so much. These are not a beverage that I would partake in, but if they sounded interesting to you at all, I would grab them if I were you. I say 8.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
But just because of how much Mike really embraced
really
them.
Did.
Yeah. If you're a fan of Indian food or, you know, Middle Eastern food, food with spices like that, you'll like this
or
drink.
Beverages, because I like food like that, but I'm not into beverages good point, good like that.
I feel like if conceptually it appeals to you, it's going to exceed your expectations. If conceptually you're like, I don't know about this, yeah, you're probably not going to like it.
It's the best execution of that idea that I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Bjornkorn sun-popped corn.
9. That was like solid popcorn. Yeah. I'm not even a popcorn fan. It made me want to freeze some popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. All right. Loom juice infused water beverage. We tried the Beyond Apple.
9.5. Delish.
Yeah.
I want to put that in a giant bottle with ice and drink
I love
it all day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Baobab Superfruit Bites.
9.5. They're amazing.
Yeah.
Very, I bet they're an underrated product. Yeah. You know, like it's cute packaging, but not really. It looks like something else. What does it look like? Who uses this?
Fruit balls.
Oh,
doesn't something about like the colors? No,
fruit balls was like a dark package.
Oh, okay.
It does remind me of something,
I can't figure it out. Some brand, and I don't know what brand. Like a kid's
wacky
brand.
Taffy, maybe.
I don't know. I'm talking the colors. Anyway, I love it. Yeah. 9.5.
How did you feel about Evie's Texas pecans?
I think Evie looks so nice, and I'm sure her family is proud of her. I'm giving these a 9.
Nice. Aww. Way to go, Evie.
All right. Then we did Simple Mills soft-baked almond flour bars.
9.
We
tried the Sorry. I should have just screamed 10. 9.5. Those are really good. Wait, I'm really 9 and 10 happy.
Yeah, you are. And 12 or 13.
13 happy. Yeah. If you even out the scores and you add the extra points from the 13, it's probably a whole episode of 10s.
Wild.
Only Regina knows. Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give away some prizes.
Let's surprise prizes this time.
Okay.
All right.
Surprise prizes, I like it.
Yeah, just text me something surprising.
That you buy on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, what's the most surprising thing that you buy on Amazon?
Yeah.
Like, I buy my toothpaste on Amazon. Is that weird? Probably.
I don't think so.
I buy the like cotton pads for like removing makeup.
Mm-hmm. I buy everything on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Like everything. Everything. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you buy that's surprising on Amazon? Let us know.
Yeah. 805-380-8075 is the number to call.
Or perfect.
Text. Don't call. Just text.
Don't. But if they call, would it ring?
It would ring. It would go to a voicemail that I think you left. Like a voice message. Like, oh,
we should listen to it. Can you play it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what happens when they call? I bet people do call.
I've gotten a few random weird calls.
I love these. These are my favorite.
What's the number again? 780-38... Wait, no.
No one knows.
805-380-8075. Okay, let me put it on.
Hi, you've reached the Hungry Girl Podcast Hotline. Please leave your questions here. Thank you, and have a great day. Do the right thing.
Hi, Hungry Girl. I'm always hungry. What should I do? Wait, I can't believe we tell people to ask questions and they don't ask questions.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably when we first started the podcast.
Yeah. We should update that.
Let's do it.
Good stuff.
Great stuff. Thank you. Who found all these things?
Mikey? I did. Well, some of them.
I found a few.
Yeah, I think I found all of them, actually.
Protein bites.
And Baobabs,
Good job. Good job, both of you.
Team effort.
You're the best.
Yeah.
All right, anything else to say?
That's
it. We have
to
wrap things up
here. We got to wrap it up.
All right, well then, let's go finish the crumbs on our plate.
Yes.
I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.